Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Let's turn our attention to Lacapral Valley Boys Basketball as we wrap up the season with head coach Barry Bessening. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Well, very successful year this year for you guys.
Yeah, all in all, you look at the grand scheme of things, the big picture was very good. 17-4 overall record, which, this has been the best record in quite a while. Winning the Camden Conference again, second time in 3 years, always a big achievement too, and a lot of big wins and great games throughout the season, and getting subsection finals again, which is a big deal. Unfortunately, we couldn't get past that point this year, but we'll keep trying for that, but. Still, all in all, as you look back, it was a very successful year.
Yep, that's for sure. What are some of the highlights that you can take away for this year? Something that sticks out in your mind, Barry?
I think overall, just the level of play we were able to play at. You always look at the wins, and there are a lot of them, and winning, I don't know how many in a row we won. We won. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
15, I think it was.
15, yep. Was it? That's pretty. Yep. Pretty good streak in there too, and a lot of quality wins in there, and you think of some of the games along the way, and some of the individual performances too that were outstanding,
and the Camden Conference boys, especially the North half, man, that was a tough conference this year, wasn't it?
The north half was extremely strong. There were no off nights there. Every time you took the floor, you were going to get pushed. A lot of depth in the conference, and the south teams were very competitive too. We played an abbreviated schedule of 18 games, and 16 of those were within the conference. Those were not many nights that you could, be off a little bit.
Right, right. And with the COVID restrictions throughout the year, you had to battle that too. That had to be tough.
I would say, as in all the years, whether being a head or an assistant coach of doing this, I would say I've got about 25 years in between the two, and this easily was probably the most mentally challenging year because of, all the COVID uncertainties and all the different requirements and I think just hoping everything, stayed on course and following all the different, procedures and things we had to do. And it was just very, very, very grueling to deal with that.
Stressful, I bet.
Stressful, yes. And obviously, you worry about, hoping that everybody stays healthy and that the games can take place. Which we were fortunate. We didn't have any interruptions. We were able to get everything in, and we were able to play this season out to its natural conclusion, which we're very grateful for.
All right, Barry. Let's just take some time and talk about some of the Eagle boys and especially the seniors. And I'll give you the floor.
All right. We had three seniors this year. Two of them have been varsity members for their fourth year this year. And they were our captains, starting with Maverick Kahn, who had started. So he played quite a bit as a freshman, started, sophomore, junior, senior years, has had a number of all-conference honors and all-area last year, and very, very highly recognized player, very successful player, and of course, he made his commitment earlier this season to go continue his career at Minnesota Morris, so he was a guy we relied on a lot for the last 3 years, finished the season with almost 19 points a game, 8.5 rebounds a game, about 4 assists a game, close to 3 steals a game. Some of his shooting numbers, he shot 61% from the field, which is extremely impressive. when you talk high school kids, you think, okay, you shoot in the 40s, you know, your 40s, you're doing well, posts maybe a little higher, and he shot 61%, and he shot 42% from the three-point line, so he really improved his, you know, his range in that too, and you know, so had a big year there. You know, career-wise, scored over 1,300 points, well over 700 rebounds. He is a school leader, career leader in rebounds. You know, well over 200 assists in his career. Just very, very complete player. You know, won a lot. You know, was part of a lot of big wins for us. And you know, probably more importantly, was his leadership. You know, not only on the court, but off the, you know, not mm-hmm. outside of games. You know, taking younger kids under his wing and working with them and trying to keep the ball rolling forward for the next groups and you know, just someone that you know, went above and beyond for us you know, of all these years and you know, like what people see on the court, you know, what he did off the court was significant too. Our other senior captain was Evan Hegland, who again was a you know, fourth-year varsity player, started his junior and senior year, played quite a bit off the bench as a sophomore. Evan finished the year averaging about 13 points a game, really stepped up his rebounding game this year with seven rebounds, you know, about two assists a game, 43% from the floor. And Evan is another one, too, that made huge contributions this year. I thought he... You know, like I said, his rebounding stepped up. He scored a little more this year. His defense was a significant part of our success. 33 steals, 22 block shots, and you know, just being long and disruptive. Evan too took on a, you know, big leadership role. And of course, you know, he finished his career with some pretty good numbers too. He scored over 700 points in his career. He made over 100 threes in his career. Well over 300 rebounds in his career. So he had some pretty good statistical numbers. But Evan too was really stepped up as a leader and you know, like Maverick, did a lot for our younger kids and you know, just embraced that role and which we had confidence he would, and he embraced that role and really, I thought, you know, had a very, very strong year, both on and off the court, as not only a player, but as a leader, and mm-hmm. you know, a couple of quality kids there that, you know, have, you know, set a pretty good mark as captains for the next in line. And you know, Evan's another kid we're gonna miss greatly having around, you know, for a lot of reasons.
What impressed me about Maverick and Evan, as tall as they are, as big as they are, they really can shoot the three well.
The two kids can shoot the ball. They're athletic. They both could run well. I mean, you know, you could get out there. How many times was Evan able to outrun, you know, the defense and get down the floor and take a pass for a layup where you could, you know, he could just outrun people, and you know, they both could. But a lot of times Evan was able to be on the receiving end of those passes and go get an easy layup on those breakouts, and you know, those were fun to watch, those long strides. You mm-hmm. can see it on film as it would develop too, and you see all of a sudden the you know, as he's striding out and you just see him passing people, look like a car in the passing lane going by people as he'd go past, and he'd reach that long arm out, catch the pass and lay it in, and you know, I had a lot of those over the last couple of years, and it was you know, fun to watch and see that, and you know, regardless of who was throwing the pass, you know, that's a nice luxury to have. We had a third senior, Mikey Elias, who was with the varsity the last couple of years. Mikey was our sixth man this year. Came in the game, brought us a lot of defense. Very athletic kid, very quick. Yeah, so defensively he was very, very active. You know, his hands are extremely quick, and you know, was able to get his hands on a lot of things, and of course on offense his game was as a slasher and getting out and running the break, and you know, he knocked down a few threes too, but he was at his best when he could attack the basket and play off of that, and you know, he was a very quick kid, even though some, you know, he was. you know, some guys you see and they're quick and you're just like, wow, that guy's quick. Mikey was good, you know, a little more subtle. It was like, you know, he had a way of doing it where like all of a sudden Mikey would get from point A to point B, and it's like, that was quick, but he just kind of masked it a little
right.
bit, but very, very quick, and he made some huge plays for the year, and it was great to have him contribute, and more importantly, just a great kid, just a mm-hmm. A wonderful person to have around. Teammates loved him, respected him. Positive attitude, always a smile on his face, and showed up every day and gave us everything he had, and obviously grew up playing with those guys too, and another kid we're gonna miss, not only from a basketball standpoint, but just having, Mikey in the gym every day with us to laugh and to talk and again, a leader by example. He maybe didn't have a captain title. He still was a leader by example. The kids could look up and see how hard he worked and, his commitment and learn from that. And I couldn't ask anything more from Mikey this year. I thought what he gave us was tremendous and, very critical to our ability to have the success we did.
Okay. All right.
Those are the seniors. That we got?
Yes, those are the three seniors.
Okay, and then you got some good guys coming back.
We got a number of kids coming back. We're only three seniors. We've obviously had, three junior starters in Landon Sherm, Caden Allpress, Hunter Kahn. Will Gies came off the bench. Blake Wolfslager was on the roster too, and got some time in a few games. And Johnson Cantito as a junior and Hayden Kranz, and of course we got some, Ken Jumptown and had some freshmen, that dressed this year. We had T.J. Mitchell and Caden Molden that dressed through the season, and we had a couple others that dressed at the end of the season, and Eli Hagelin and Peyton Rademacher, and we also had a couple eighth graders that dressed at the end of the season, and Carson Bessonen and Davis Patzer, so there's a lot of...
good talent coming.
A lot of young kids coming back, and with a mix of some very proven veterans, and with the three that started in Allpress, Sherm, and Kahn, and of course those three played a lot of sophomores too. So,
right.
they've got a lot of experience under their belt, and a lot of big game experience, and so it's great to have that kind of a group coming back with those three to lead. With the experience they've had, two seasons of very competitive basketball, playoff runs, playing in some of those big games on a big stage, and they're definitely seasoned and tested, and it's a good group to carry us forward.
All right, how'd the B squad do this year, Barry? And talk about your coaching staff.
Well, Joel Voorhees assisted me. He had the B and the C squad this year. I don't know the records.
Yep.
And a lot of times I don't.
Yep.
As I tell them at the beginning of the year, I said, I'm not so worried about your records. I just want you to get better and be competitive because the one record that people pay attention to is the one that the varsity does. I thought they got better throughout the year. I don't know if they won a lot of games.
Okay.
They had a lot of close games. They had a number of games that went down to the wire.
Okay, Barry. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season. Did we cover everything this morning as we wrap up?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't get no rest or break there. You just jumped right into boys golf, didn't you?
Yeah, we're into the first week of practice already. We got the first week done, and the meets are going to be starting, junior high, we may have a varsity meet at the end of the next week. We're not sure. If not, it would be the following week. I know our JV opens up this coming week, so we're
wow.
we're diving right into that too.
There you go. All right, well, we'll talk to you next Saturday about boys golf then, Barry, and you'll introduce your team, and once again, congratulations on an outstanding basketball season, Barry.
All right, thank you.
Barry Bessonen, the head coach of the La Caprile Valley boys basketball team. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Coaches Show right after this.